Good morning. Welcome to our service on Sunday the 14th of June. Of course, you may be listening to it on another day. You're just as welcome. It's the Reverend Steve Morris here, the Vicar of St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. Thank you so much for joining us. The readings today are attached on the website, so I'll just read the reading from the New Testament from Matthew 9, beginning at verse 35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." I wonder what a day as a disciple of Jesus would have been like. I bet they couldn't sleep for the excitement of what was going to happen tomorrow. I bet you it was extraordinarily just invigorating, knowing that you were with this extraordinary person who maybe you had the suspicion, maybe you realised that they were God among us. And it was beginning to go really, really well, the ministry. Of course, there are times in it when it begins to get rather dark, but at this point, it's when everyone really wants a piece of Jesus. It seems to me that, I know that I'm able to skim the Bible, but really, if we just take our time and read it very slowly and understand the story as much as the message, then I think we get a real picture that shows that it's true. There's a danger, isn't there, of just reading the Bible for those red bits, the sayings of Jesus, perhaps, or what does this mean? I mean, that's important, but we need to really understand it as a book that has the whole of life in it. And that means reading it creatively, understanding the stories, the nuances that are there. Jesus is on the road, and he has got a routine of sorts, hasn't he? He tells us that they go to a town and village. Jesus teaches in the synagogue. Well, of course, we may have images of big, grand synagogues, but most of the small villages just had a tiny room that was the synagogue, and there was no full-time rabbi. So Jesus was doing a kind of tour. He was going in these small, out-of-the-way places. It's interesting, at this point, he's still mainly in the synagogues with his teaching. He's still able to do that. When he's in the synagogue, he preaches, he teaches the good news of the kingdom. What is the good news? What did he preach? Well, we know a lot because he speaks about what the kingdom of God is like. What do we know? We know that God is here and God is near. And he's drawing these absolutely huge crowds. Probably not in the synagogues. These would have been outdoor meetings. He would have had people just flocking to see him. Of course, you know, it's not a surprise, is it? Because he's healing people of every disease and sickness. And I take that to mean that he's helping people with their mental health as well as their physical illnesses. You can understand, can't you, that it must have been just like a breath of fresh air to think that you might get better. There's no NHS. And they're living under occupation, which we know is very, very difficult for people's health, all kinds of health and well-being. Jesus, with it here, is full of compassion. Just pause for a moment, because it's easy to think that the compassion is just because the people are ill. But it isn't. If you read it carefully, look, he's got compassion when he sees the crowds, because they are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. It's really strong. They were harassed. What were they harassed by? The authorities, the spies that were amongst them. They were harassed by their own inner problems, probably. They were harassed because they were poor. It's a really, really interesting word, isn't it? I wonder why I've never spotted it before. Well, I spotted it this time. They're harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is saying that what they really need, what they really, really need, isn't just the making themselves temporarily better. They need a leader, a protector, someone who cares for them, who knows them. They're not just statistics. You know, a lot of our current world is algorithms, isn't it? You know, we look at big bunches of people and understand how they behave. And Jesus knew them, every single one of them. That's what the shepherds do. And someone, a leader who's prepared to put their own life in danger from them. I think that's a really, really inspiring thought. I mean, I could just stop there because you know what it says to me? It talks deep into my heart. I need a shepherd. I cannot live life without one. And I know it because for such a long time, I didn't have one. Jesus turns to his people, his disciples, and this is important. He says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out the workers. Was it ever thus? Well, the answer is yes. We all know anyone who's been in leadership in anything, in any volunteer organisation. That's the trick of it. Because in the army, you can order people to do things. We can't order people to do things. We can inspire them to. And in any volunteer organisation, which is what the church is, it's tough sometimes for people to step forward. It's tough for us to get people to step forward. But what's our motivation? It's an interesting image, isn't it, that people are like harassed and helpless sheep. We wouldn't probably use an image like sheep in today's world, but for then it was completely, that was what they were familiar with. But I would say, if you look today, people are just as lost and lonely as they were then. And one of the reasons is that the kind of worldviews, that the way of looking at the world that we have available to us, most of them are deeply destructive and not helpful. You know, there's stoicism. Suck it up because, you know what, life is rubbish. Expect it to be rubbish. Epicureanism, you know, eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. Survival of the fittest. Trample over people, get what you want, you know. And even consumerism, which I think may really suffer, thankfully, as a result of this coronavirus. But the point is that unless people have a way of looking at the world that is healthy and leadership that is healthy, they will remain harassed and lost. And what we need is this. It doesn't matter whether you have a load of talents. What we need is people who will travel alongside others and show them the good news of the kingdom through their actions. We'll tell them the good news of the kingdom, not as a lecture or Bible bashing, but tell them in relation to how it's changed their life. We'll invite them to be part of this great army of love. And most importantly, we'll not leave them. You know, we need to travel beside people in all the ups and downs and accept our own ups and downs as well. We feel lost, don't we? We all feel lost, but we're not as lost as we would be if we didn't have a shepherd. It's been really, really tough. Really tough. I've especially found it very tough without us not being able to do our great community work here, demonstrating the love of God through Memory Cafe and our toddlers group and everything else. But you know what? I'm not downcast, because that harvest field is still ready. And we are still the people with love and compassion, with gentleness and joy, to be there, helping to let people know that the kingdom of God is near.